Do you ever look at your hands, your palms, and just try to figure out what all those lines mean? Well, some people actually read them. Up next, Vernon Mahubble joins us, The Secret Code on Your Hands on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, one of our friends, founder and director of the Palmistry Institute in L.A., Vernon Mahubble is with us. Combining astrology and palmistry makes predictions about trends for the United States based on repeated patterns that he sees in thousands of palms he reads in his books, The Secret Code on Your Hands and The Palmistry Cards. Fascinating, Vernon, and welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
Boy, what a time to look at palms, huh?
Oh, my God. But you know what? At least it gives me some solace because I do know that things will get better. I am from New York, so I'm not really, you know, the eternal optimist all the time. I'm not Pollyanna. But what the previous guest was talking about, excellent presentation. This is all being exposed right now. This is all being exposed. We're in a Rahu period, Vedically, astrologically, and this is when secrets become exposed. And this global elite, they have another 15 years at best, astrologically. And, you know, we'll see a better planet.
And you look at not only palms, but you do dabble with astrology as well, don't you?
Well, George, I see the astrology in the hand. In other words, to me, the hand is an astrological chart. It's non-different than an astrological chart. Not many palmists know that, but whatever an astrologer can see, I can see. So, yeah, palmistry and astrology are a brother and a sister to each other.
Vernon, kind of explain to us all these lines in our hands. I mean, it's like a roadmap, isn't it?
It's exactly a roadmap, George. It explains our destiny. It explains our talents. Each hand explains our talents and abilities and our challenges from our previous lives and where we should be going and what we should look out for. The goal of my reading is to help a person to understand their individuality, to rise above their difficulties and challenges from last lives, and to make a masterpiece of their life somehow or other, whatever that may be.
Have you ever looked at a palm and just went, oh, my God?
No, actually, George, there's always something in a hand that you can see that someone could do something good with their life. Even people, you know, George, even people who have a lot of anger or like that, they can always turn that anger into something good. So I understand exactly what you're talking about, and, you know, sometimes you do have to say, well, look, this is, you know, you have a lot of challenges, you have a lot of obstacles, but sometimes those obstacles can be something that they can turn around and make lemonade. So, you know, of course, they have to work harder, obviously, but there's God gives us something to that's completely different than any other person. And we just have to capitalize on it and know it. And that's what palmistry does. It gives us insight and awareness into what our specific talent is in this life.
Well, let's talk about how you have been able to look at hands of Americans to talk about some of the trends that we're going to talk about today. How did you do all that?
Oh, well, you know, if you look at, let's say, hundreds of hands over a course of a month, you're going to see repeated patterns.
You are, okay.
Over. And in that way, I can make predictions, or I can research things. So if I see, let's say, over the next course of, let's say, the next 4 years, I see that people are making money or they're not going to make money. If I see repeated patterns, then I'm going to be able to make predictions based on that. Yeah.
What do you see as some of the most interesting, fascinating, important things of just this year?
Okay, well, this is very interesting because we are really in a very interesting and pivotal time right now, George. we are actually seeing that, as I said before, there's a planet called Rahu. And Rahu has been in, Rahu's pretty much been in a difficult situation. It's been since 2008. It's been in its place, and it will come out of it in about 8 more years. And it's a planet of destroying things materially.
Is this like the 10th planet?
No, that's a different thing altogether.
Okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're coming into a time where materially things are going to get better. In fact, the next 4 years, this particular year is going to be more of the same, even on, a political level or material level. We're going to see the same kind of drama, but it slows down considerably next year. In fact, next year, 2018, it's a very consolidating year. It's a very strong year materially. And what Rahu does is it says, okay, it's time to become mature. It's time to grow up. And I think that's what's going to happen with our country now. Work is going to be something that's going to be stressed. So the people that will be successful are the people that will look at themselves and say, I've got to work harder. I've got to be more industrious. And the people that will be left behind will continue in Rahu's throes and kind of just want people to take care of them or kind of be victim-y, if you will.
Stock market went over 21,000, Vernon. I've had experts on saying that there's going to be a stock market collapse. It hasn't happened yet. What do you think?
Overall, the next 4 years, George, we're going to see a stronger country. We're going to start to see the country get stronger next year, about March, April of 2018. I see our economy doing really, really well. I see our optimism growing, and I see that people are going to start working together and kind of cooling off a little bit. It's going to be a very, very, very good year in 2018. The next 5 years are going to be on the upswing, actually.
Are you sensing, though, that people seem to be uptight these days?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. And this year is going to be more of the same, George. It is a time of, let's say, drama. It is a time of that. There's no question about it. But we have to, again, mature as a country. And it is a little volatile right now. It'll continue on into October, November of next year, this year. And I think it will considerably calm down next year. In fact, I know it will. We're going to see, 3 or 4 years after 2018 of slow and steady growth. Not just materially, but also, like I say, conscious-wise, we're going to become stronger as a country. Both sides of the aisle are going to start to work together. They're still going to have their differences, but I do see the galvanization of our country. There's no question about it.
Vernon Mahovl with us, of course. His books, The Secret Code on Your Hands, The Palmistry Cards. I notice with my hands that when you really tighten your hand up by opening it up as far as you can go, stretching your hand, the lines seem to disappear. And then when you let go, they all come back. So when you do a reading, how do you do it? I mean, is it tight hands or not?
That's a good question. I like that. George, the lines aren't that important. They're the chakra system on the hands. And most palmistry books spend a great deal of time on the lines. The lines aren't that really that important. What I look at is these patterns called dermatoglyphics.
And what's that?
They are like exactly the fingerprints. The dermatoglyphics are also fingerprints on our fingers, but these fingerprints patterns, these dermatoglyphics, are spread throughout the entire hand. So if you were to, let's say, flex your hand and open it and close it, these patterns would be just as vivid as they in any case, in any scenario. Whereas the lines, as you say, dissipate and like that. But the dermatoglyphics are our genetic pattern. They are our DNA, if you will. They never change. So as law enforcement uses them for identification purposes, they also can they don't change because that's our karma. That's our planetary aspects. So these, if you hold your hand under a bright light and you look at your hand, just underneath the lines, all throughout the entire hand and the fingers, you'll see these ridge patterns, and they're called dermatoglyphics. Derma meaning skin and glyphic meaning symbol. And like I say, they're spread throughout the hand, and they talk about our past lives. They talk about our challenges. They are the thing that talks about our nature rather than the nurture.
Is every palm print different from somebody else?
Every palm print is different because God makes us an individual. we have true individuality. We have a personal identity, and they're just like a snowflake. There's no two hands that are alike. Even our own two, right and left hand, are completely different.
Are they? Okay. I noticed there are some similarities there.
There are. But our right hand deals with the left brain, and it's the conscious brain. So the right hand deals with our outer self, and the left hand deals with our inner self. The left hand is a record of our subconsciousness. So yes, there are similarities, George, but at the same time, there are differences because it's basically the difference between the subconscious and the conscious. Mm-hmm. So I look at the left hand to see what a person's like internally, who they are emotionally, what they are like internally, and I look at the right hand to see how they navigate the material world, their career, how they deal with other people.
Interesting.
The outer self.
If someone's going to die, which hand would show that?
The left hand.
The left hand would do that.
Yes.
So that
yes.
The left hand deals with health and sickness, things like that?
Yes, actually, that's true, yes. You see more aspects of health and health trends in the left hand, absolutely.
Regardless of whether you're left or right-handed.
Yes, okay. Yes, true, absolutely. Because even a left-handed person, their left hand is ruled by the subconscious, even if they're left-handed. It's not reversed. Left-handers just listen to their intuition more. They don't put it through a filter of logic and reason like us right-handers. But if I see death in a person's hand, which is really rare, I try, you know, there's always something you can do to avert it or try to at least.
Do you tell them if you see death?
I will tell them if there's going to be an untimely death. Most of the things that I see that are bad in a hand, George, are a person's in the wrong job, they're with the wrong person, wrong location.
Is that the left or right hand now?
Both. Now that's both.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to look at both right and left. When people say, oh, if you see something bad, you tell them or something like that. Really what it is what I see bad is a person's just not living their life purpose. They're in the wrong water. They're doing a job that they shouldn't do. That's what I see that's bad. Now that could actually contribute to bad health because.
Oh, sure.
To a palmist, I would say, George, 95% of all our health problems begin in the mind. They're not organic. Most health trends we see, as a palmist, start in the mind. Stress, anxiety, depression, and then they're earthed, if you will, by the body. So the physical body is simply a representation of what's going on in the mind.
Can you look at somebody's future by looking at their palms?
Absolutely. We do have a destiny, and it's not arbitrary. In other words, we created a destiny from our previous lives. For instance, we may have wanted to be a violinist in a previous life, we continue on that scenario in the next life. So we have a destiny, but it's not really written in stone either, because we can choose to not do it, or we can choose to even make it even more of a masterpiece. So if you see, like, let's say, a violinist like Jean-Luc Ponty, who's incredible, he's been playing violin for four lifetimes. So as soon as he's born, he you know, begs for a violin from his dad. So we do have a destiny. We do have a destiny, but that destiny is not something that binds us. It's not like a fate. It's something that we wanted from a previous life. It's something we desired, and so we get karma. We get karma based on what we desire and what we deserve. So my job, so to speak, is to let a person know, okay, well, this is what you desired from a previous life. This is what will make you happy. This is what you've been endeavoring for, and let them know exactly what that is. And then when they find it, they'll be happy. They'll be satisfied.
You've been consulted by the New York Police Department. Tell us for what?
Oh, I actually did a course and a class on dermatoglyphics. I was telling them, actually, I gave them a course about fingerprint patterns and letting them know, how to spot a hardened criminal. So, in other words, I was talking to them about criminality in the hand and how to spot it. And of course, my research is that 95% of the people in prison could be finding something else. They're not really, you know, criminals per se. I mean, some are, but it's just that they haven't really found their life work yet, and they haven't found their mentor, or they haven't found what they're born to do. But yeah, I gave courses and classes to on dermatoglyphics, and I did a few, let's say, psychic stuff to find people, and that was interesting. You know what, George? Law enforcement, they're the most practical, down-to-earth people in the world.
Of course.
But they're some of the most, they believe in this stuff. they're a little bit skeptical, but then when you prove itself to them, they become your greatest allies. And so they're very grounded. They're the best people in the world. And at the same time, you know, even they, like when they get into their car or they have certain rituals, they're a little superstitious too.
Oh, yeah, they sure are. Can you tell by just looking at the palms if somebody is happy or sad or possessed or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you a really quick way to do it. If a person's just happy and not just joyous all the time, but, you know, living their life purpose and is a positive, optimistic person, their thumb will stick out a little bit from the hand. That's a sign of a person who is successful or is on the right path or just living life and enjoying themselves. I don't mean in a hedonistic way, but in other words, they're moving forward. The thumb will stick out 90 degrees. If the thumb sticks out 45 degrees, that's okay too. But once if the thumb is held in place, let's say close to the skin, close to the index finger, or even touching the hand, then that's a person who's feels a bit fearful or insecure in life. They feel a lack of confidence. So you can just observe people walking down the street or how they hold their phone or when they're walking down the street. If the thumb is kind of outstretched, let's say 45 degrees or 90 degrees, they're moving forward in life. And if you see the thumb kind of hanging very close to the hand, that's the opposite. Now, interestingly enough, George, if you see a person who's, let's say, homeless and doesn't want to be, the thumb will actually stick inside the hand, and so will a person who's in a coma. When a person's in a coma, the thumb is sticking within the hand, and the fingers are wrapping up the thumb. So the thumb, George, represents our self-confidence. The thumb represents our willpower, our drive, and our determination. And so consequently, when the thumb is kind of sticking out, it represents a healthy self.
All right, we're going to talk more about palmistry and maybe take some calls next. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Vernon Mahabal with us, his website, palmistryinstitute.com. Vernon, how did you get involved in this?
Pretty much when I was in high school, I actually found a book on palmistry when I was in 11th grade, and I was taken by it. I was really taken by it. I didn't know what it was talking about, Harley, but I was just attracted by it, and I've always been attracted by it. And then when I was in New York, I met a person named Patrick who became my mentor for 5 years, and he taught me the Western astrological system of palmistry. And I just watched him read hands for years, and he taught me everything about the Western system. And then I went to India maybe 12 or 13 times and learned the Vedic style palmistry. So it's something good.
Is there a difference between the Vedic style and ours?
Yeah, the Vedic style is harder.
I bet.
it's much more voluminous and it's much more complicated, and it's a little bit in antiquity. You have to kind of update it. For instance, in the old Vedic texts, they'll say, okay, this star combination produces a king, and in this age, it means like a CEO. So I learned Sanskrit to try to unlock these old Vedic texts, because even in India, I met palmists who really didn't understand the Vedic system, but I learned it from the astrologers, actually.
Yeah.
But if you combine the two systems, it's incredible, because the Western system deals with character analysis. It can tell you the best kind of job you should get, and it can tell you a lot about your emotion, and the Vedic astrology talks about your emotions and your feelings, and it's also really good and accurate for predictions. So I like to use both.
You know, is it ever wrong, Vernon? I mean, does it give you wrong information?
If you know what you're doing, no. Lines don't lie. So if a person is aware of the science and they know what they're doing and they understand the astrology, no. And I have a basic rule that I tell my students: never tell anything to anybody that you can't see. So just look at hands and tell people what you can see, and don't make predictions or don't talk about things that you're just speculating. But no, I mean the hand it can give you very thorough and detailed knowledge about a person, and it's very accurate. It's extremely accurate, because you're using a grid of astrology, and at the same time the hand lends itself to intuition. So with intuition, you can kind of, like, let's say, read around the planets. And I'll give you an example. The astrology of the hand talks about, let's say, what kind of house you live in. Is this a Victorian, or is it like that? And your intuition can tell you, okay, well, this is the kind of furniture you have. Type of thing. So both the intuition and the astrology really deepen the reading.
Can it tell if there's something wrong or evil about the individual? Do you get into personalities with palms?
Yes, absolutely. We all have challenges from the previous life. Most of the problems we get into in this lifetime have previous lifetime residue. So if someone, let's say, is evil, or if they're having, really great difficulty just living their life, it's obstacles that they didn't wrap up in their previous life, or they're not facing them. So my job, so to speak, is to let a person know what the obstacles are,
yeah,
what the challenges are. Most people don't even know what they are. So 50% of fighting a battle is knowing what the battle is. So
if you're talking to and looking at the palms of couples, can you determine whether they're compatible or not by their palms?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes,
wow,
George, you can even see if they've been married in a previous life. I've seen couples married as much as 7 lifetimes. Now that's rare, but it's very common to see couples that have been together for, let's say, 3 or 4 lifetimes. And not only, George,
they migrate together.
Huh?
They migrate together, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes they're brother and sister in a previous life. Or sometimes, you know, if you have a bad relationship, they could have been enemies.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls with Vernon. We obviously can't give you palm readings because he can't see through the phones. But questions for him. Matthew in Colorado, first-time caller. Welcome to the show. Hi, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Good to have you.
Yeah, I just had a question about that something that you were talking about. And I've had my rough times and everything like that. And I'm kind of at a crossroads right now. And I look at my hands, and my thumbs are nowhere near my fingers or my palm. And I find that it's extremely uncomfortable to even try to move them there. Does that mean anything? That
Matthew, that's a great question. And if for instance, if you try to play, you know how they say the British came up with this idea, thumbs up, when the thumb is up? It means I can handle life. I can get it together. So when the thumb is outstretched, it means that, hey, I'm living my life. I'm confident. I can do it. And when the thumb is very close to the skin, close to the hand, it means that you're feeling a lack of confidence, a lack of self-reliance. At its worst, you could be, you know, being taken advantage of or influenced. So you've got to find your life purpose. You've got to find your path. You've got to find what makes you happy. And don't do things based on, I've just got to get a job to make money. That's the worst case scenario. I see that happen all the time, where people get stuck in taking jobs that they can make money in, whereas the hand constantly tells me that people should just live their passion and go after their what they're born to do. And you know, the heart never lies, Matthew. Think about what you really want and go after it. The heart is our best ally. And then your thumb will become more outstretched. So go deep inside. Think about what you really want and live your passion.
And I did not know about that, but you're right. The thumbs up symbol, basically, of everything's okay, everything's good when people do that.
Right. I can handle it. I'll get the job done. Because, George, the thumb represents our free will. It represents our drive and our determination. It's the only part of the hand that is not ruled by a planet or a constellation. And it represents our consciousness. It represents our ability. And this is why, as human beings, we have a thumb and animals don't, because we have the ability to shape our surroundings and influence our environment. The thumb is the symbol of our ability to change our destiny, or to live our destiny, or to have influence and impact over our life. And that's why it kind of, if you look at your thumb, you'll see that it's facing the direction of the hand. It's kind of the opposing thumb, because it's like the general. You can have, and I've seen this many times, George, you can have incredible talents and abilities on your hand, put there by the planets. But if your willpower is not very strong, or your psychology is not very strong, or a person's taking drugs, or just feeling victimized, the thumb will stay very close to the hand, and you won't be able to accomplish anything. But I've seen very, very successful people who are very good at one thing, and they're very focused, and their thumb is outstretched, and they're like the happiest people in the world.
John, state of New York, welcome to the program. Go ahead, John.
Hi, George. I'm in Allegheny County.
Hi there.
And I got two questions.
All right.
I can take my answer off the air.
Sure.
Years ago, I read a couple books on palm reading, and an interesting characteristic I come across was called murderer's thumb. It's where the tip of the thumb is.
Yeah, it's a misnomer. Forget about it. It's not true.
It's not true?
No.
Okay.
No.
And another characteristic, I believe it's below the baby finger. I think they call it the Star of David.
That's not true either. Yeah, that's not true. Any symbolism on the under the pinky has to do with aspects of communication, but you actually have to go to a seasoned palmist to really understand what's going on.
What is murder's thumb? What is that?
Oh, it's a very the thumb, the very upper tip portion of the hand looks like a spatula. The old Victorian palmists used to say that it's on people who have a tremendous amount of anger or aggression, and it's just not true. It's actually a person who works with their hands very well. They're very physically adept. You know, they can work on a car, or they're mechanically inclined.
Let's go to Scott in Virginia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Scott.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Got a question. A brother or sister, for instance, I have our palms are almost identical and 3.5 years apart. What does that mean?
If you were really to look at your hand, they would not be. I'm not trying to discount what you're saying, but if you really look at your hands, you'll see that they are so different than each other. There are similarities, obviously, but if you really look at the details, there's not going to be. Everybody's an individual soul. We have our own destiny. We have our own identity. If you really look at your hands, and you know, one of the things that you can do is actually like spread some lipstick on your hands, and on the people that you're friends with. Spread lipstick on your hands, put them on a piece of paper, and then study them.
And then you compare.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just look at them, just look at your hand. Put them on a piece of paper. Spread some ink on it, or lipstick works great. And then look at it. And I'm telling you, you'll see incredible differences.
What about identical twins, Vernon? Would they have the same kind of palm prints?
No, in fact, George, some of the times they're the most opposite of people.
See, then they're not identical.
No, I've never seen, and I love to look at identical twins, and some of the, they're the most opposite people I've ever seen. But they have a karma to be born in the same womb because they have a relationship of some type, whatever they may be from the previous life. So they're born in the same womb because they have some kind of closeness or connection in that way. But that's about it.
Do the prints ever change? And let me explain that by asking. If somebody's sick, do they look differently than when they feel better and they heal?
Yeah, actually, the hand will look kind of, when you're feeling a lack of energy or you're feeling lethargic, the hand will actually look a bit whitish, like an egg. And when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling spry, the hand will actually look kind of pinkish. Now, when you're angry, the hand will kind of look red at times.
Yeah.
You know, but that just comes and goes. And when a person is actually feeling depressed or, let's say, under the weather, sometimes there'll be a tint of blue. And that's interesting, too. Yeah.
Let's go to Marie in Athens, Georgia. Hello, Marie. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, I was listening, I guess it was almost a year ago, and I believe you're the same young man.
He was on almost a year ago.
Yes, and didn't you predict that the president, Trump, was going to win?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Good, Vernon.
Thank you. Can I make another prediction?
Sure.
Not about Trump. I think Marie Le Pen's going to win.
Oh, you do?
Yes, absolutely. I've been looking at her hand intensely for the last few months because I've been following the French
election. Yeah.
Yeah, and she has. I'm 90%. I'm just going to say no. She's going to win. I made the prediction. I'm just saying if she doesn't win, she'll win eventually. But I think she's going to win the election.
Yeah. No, you're right, Marie. Did you have a question while we have you?
How about baby's palms? I have a brand new 2-month-old. My first grandchild.
Baby's palms. Do they change? What do they say?
Do you know, your name is Maria?
It's Maria.
Marie, do you know that everything on a person's hand is already written in the mom's womb at 7 months? The entire everything that you're going to see on that kid's hand has been there since 7 months old in the womb. So it's just hard to read kids' hands because they're always moving their hands. They don't want their hands to be open. After three, it gets a little easier because then you can reason with the kid and have them open the hand. But the entire life destiny of a person is written on the hand on a kid. If they're born to be an architect, if you can tell that this child, she's going to become an architect or an interior decorator when she's 30 or 40, you're going to see all that written.
How can you see conflict on a hand, Vernon? I mean, how can you decide by looking at a palm print that somebody's not good for the other person? What do you see?
Oh, well, you have to look at their psychologies. You have to look at their dynamics as, let's say, personalities and their dynamics as emotional stuff. Sometimes a lot of the conflicts are there because of previous life stuff that they didn't work out. Have you ever noticed that sometimes, let's say, two people will go out maybe for 4 or 5 times and they have a big argument and they never see each other again. But there's other times you see a couple and they're constantly arguing, just constantly, but they stay together. They may even get married. Well, these are people who have a solid relationship from a previous life. So these conflicts that they have are things that it's kind of like a karmic thing, if you will, that they have to keep working on, but they have a loving relationship from a previous life. One thing I see in hands is that you can't really love anybody so significantly unless you had a relationship with them before. So the kids that we have in life, we had a relationship with them. They had a relationship with us. Sometimes the boy was the father. Sometimes the father was the boy. So conflicts are there also to strengthen us. Many times I see that. Sometimes we have a conflict or an obstacle with a person, and that actually, if we work on it, it can actually make the relationship better.
No doubt about that. Hey, Vernon, we are out of time again, my friend. Your website's linked up at coasttocoastam.com for everybody just to see your incredible work. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Greg Bishop, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.